Monday the 22nd of September, Kof Beis Elul, Yom Beis Tzlichus, Rabbi Shai Karlinsky, Tikiya Shofar, what are we supposed to hear?
Well, we're going to open with the famous Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah about Mitzvah Shofar. Afal pi, Shetikiya Shofar B'Rosh Hashanah Gzeres HaKozim. So, we can't really look for reasons when it's Gzeres HaKozim. Remez Yeshua. Kolomar, there is something meaningful that we can understand. Uru Yisheni Mishenaschem V'Nirdamim Hakitsu Mitardamaschem. Sleeping people should wake up from your slumber. V'Chitsu V'Maaseichem, and search your actions. V'Chizru B'Tshuva V'Zichru Borachem. Do tshuva and remember your Creator. Elo hashochachim es ha'emes. Who are we speaking to? We're speaking to those who are shochachim es ha'emes. They forget the truth. Behavle hazman, in the meaninglessness of time. Veshogim kol shnosam behevel varik, and they make mistakes. They live their lives mistakenly in the emptiness and nothing. Asher lo yo'il v'lo yatzil. It doesn't help them. Their activities have no substance, their activities don't benefit them, and they spend much of their life, we shouldn't say they, we should say we, spend much of our life pursuing things that really are meaningless. They really don't have any substance and significance. V'lo yatzil, and they will not save us, they will not bring us to anywhere where we want to get. Habitu l'nachshoseichem, look to your nefesh, hitivu darkeichem u'ma'alaleichem, and you should improve your ways. V'yazov kol echad mikem darko hara u'mahashavto asher lo tova. And every person looks inside and he is supposed to leave and change his bad paths, his bad thoughts, the derech that is not good. Shofar is supposed to wake us up. But if it's going to wake us up, it means we're sleeping. And we're not really sleeping. You know, certainly not in the conventional sense. We're standing there to hear the shofar. We're obviously awake. So what kind of a sleep are we in that the shofar is supposed to wake us up? That's the first question. Then we have the psukim that we say in Tekiah Shofar with a very important medrash. So the psukim in Tehillim, Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Srua Hashem Be'or Panecha Yahalechu, that validated, praiseworthy is the nation that knows Trua and goes in the light, in the path of God. Says the Medrash, Amar Rav Yoshia, Ksiv Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Srua. The Pasuk says that praiseworthy is the nation that knows Trua, that knows the blowing, V'chi'ein Umos Ha'olam Yodim Lahariya. And non-Jews, the non-Jewish nations don't know how to blow wind instruments. Kama Kronos Yeshlehem, Kama Bukinus Yeshlehem, Kama Salpirgasi Yeshlehem. Most of the major wind instrument concert masters were not Jewish. The trumpet players, the French horn players, okay, they're not Jewish. All right? Louis Armstrong wasn't Jewish. All right, so the Medrash is saying, well, what does it mean that we are the nation that knows how to blow wind instruments? Ella. So what does it mean? Shehein makirin lefatos esbor on bitrua. We know how to lefatos. Lefatos means to seduce. We know how to seduce our Creator with a trua, who omei mikisei din lekisei rachamim. He stands up from the kisei, from the throne of strict justice, and goes over to the throne of rachamim. Umismale alehem rachamim, behopech lehem midas hadin lemidas rachamim. And he's filled with mercy, and he transforms the Midas HaDin into Midas HaRachamim. It's a very famous medrash. On one form or another, we know it in many ways. And unfortunately, it doesn't really make any sense. What is this magic of the shofar? Just because we blow the shofar, God gets up from the throne. It's not because we did a mitzvah. There's lots of mitzvahs we could do. There's something in this medrash tells us, there's something about blowing the shofar, that the shofar has the power to transform God's midas harachamim, midas hadin, into midas harachamim. And we'll try to understand what it is, what it could be. we have a pasuk with creation of man. We know that Rosh Hashanah represents the creation of man, Tchilas Ma'asecha. So the pasuk is Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Es HaAdam Ofer Min HaAdama. He took offer. He took dirt, dust. Vayipach Be'apov Nishmas Chai. And he blew in to his nostrils. God blew in, Kiviyachol, God blows in to man's nostrils, Nishmas Chai, the neshama of life, Vahiya Adam LeNefesh Chai, and that made man alive. So we were made alive by God blowing into our nostrils. What did he blow? So there's a Ramban, it's built on a Zohar. Right, so at the end of the first line, Kihu nopach be'apav nishmas chayim. He blew in to our nostrils the life, breath of life. Lahodia ki lo ba'a bo min hayisodos. The life of man doesn't come from nature. But rather, the next line, aval hi ruach Hashem hagodol. Kiviyochol, this is the breath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki hanofeach be'ape acher mi nishmaso yitengo. When a person does artificial respiration, so you blow your breath into the lungs of another person to try to get them to be to breathe again. So what are they breathing from? They're breathing from your breath. The Lashon in the Zohar is manden nafach mishalo or midilei nafach. When a person blows from their breath into somebody else, what they're doing is they're blowing up their essence. So what it means, kiviyochol, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu vayipach be'apav nishmas chayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was blowing into man the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what was happening when HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew and made man into a living being. That's something that is really quite startling and mind-boggling. And then we turn it around, and the Baalei Kabbalah tell us that the mitzvah of shofar, well, what do we do? What part of us fulfills the mitzvah of shofar? What do we use? When we put on tefillin, we use our arm. All right? When we say Kriya Shema, we use our mouth and our teeth and our tongue because we have to speak. The mitzvah of shofar is done with our breath. That is the breath that we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the breath of the human being represents his entire being. Breath is your life. You are alive. So it can be said that the mitzvah of shofar is the one mitzvah that is done with our entire life, because breath is the life force. We'll see in a minute how this connects to what we're trying to understand. The next source, Acharei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu Ve'oso Tirou U'mitzvosav Tishmoru, the command to follow God, to fear God, to fulfill the mitzvos, U'vekolo Sishmou, and we're supposed to listen to the call of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right away you hear also, we have Lishmoa Kol Shofar, and we're supposed to hear the call of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the problems when we're commanded to hear the call of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, what are we supposed to hear? And why is it so difficult to hear? Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu means, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us. We've got to do the mitzvot, but beyond the mitzvot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to us. He talks to us in history. He talks to us through the Torah beyond the mitzvahs we're supposed to do. And we're supposed to hear. And I'm not sure if we hear. I'm not sure if we know what we're even supposed to hear. We talk about hearing. The next pasuk that we have, again, it's a famous pasuk because it's a song, and it's in the Rosh Hashanah davening. V'haya b'yom ahu, Yitaka v'shofar gadol, uvo'u ha'ovdim bi'eretz Ashur v'hanidachim Be'eretz Mitzrayim, v'hishtachavu l'Hashem b'har HaKodesh b'Yerushalayim. The shofar gadol, that big shofar, is going to be used to call the Ovdim Be'eretz Ashur, those who are lost in the lands of the lands of comfort, the lands of abundance, the Nidachim Be'eretz Mitzrayim, and those who are pushed away in the lands of oppression, and they will be called back, and they will bow to God, and bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yerushalayim. So there are two things that we need to realize in this pasuk. These Ovdim Be'eretz Ashur v'Hanidachim Be'eretz Mitzrayim, what did it take to get them back? It took the kol shofar. The Hayabayom Ahu Yitaka the kol shofar gadol uva'u ha'ovdim. Meaning, until that kol shofar, that shofar gadol is blown, these lost people aren't coming back. And it seems that even if they were being called back, they're not hearing anything. They don't hear anything. Nothing brings them back till that kol shofar. What is in that kol shofar that brings them back that nothing else was able to bring them back? So the next medrash will give us, I think, a very penetrating insight into the problems that shofar solves, and from that we may be able to figure out how it solved them. Vayisa Avram Esena Vayar V'hine Ayel Achar Nechaz Basvach. After the Akedah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him not to sacrifice Yitzchak, so he looks around and he sees an ayel, and that's of course the origins of the mitzvah shofar from that ayel. Amar Rav Yudin, Achar Kol Amasim Yisrael Ne'echozim Be'averos. As history goes on, the Jewish people are held, are grasped by averos. Umistabchin b'tzoros. Mistabchin means to become entangled, to become confused. The Medrash is building it, of course, on the pasuk. Vayar ayel achar ne'echaz basvach b'karnav. It wasn't coincidental, right? I mean, Avram could have seen an ayel just walking around. No, the Medrash says he saw an ayel that was entangled in the brush. So the Medrash builds on that and understands what's being represented here. That the Jewish people throughout history are going to become entangled in sorrows because of their averos. Alright, well, that's what happens. We do averos, we have sorrows, and then of course what's the next step? Pretty much a consistent pattern. The Jewish people are good, the Jewish people are bad, the Jewish people get smashed, and then we get saved. Right? The sofan ligoil v'karno shel ayel. I think that Rabbi Beryl Wein has a joke about the theme of Jewish history. They tried to kill us, we were saved, let's eat. And that's pretty much the pattern of Jewish history. Okay? So there's Mispat nistabchim b'tzoros, sofan ligoyel, right? That we get entangled and then we get redeemed. Bekarno shel ayel. What is the redemption? The redemption is with the shofar. Shenemar v'Hashem Elokim b'shofar yitaka. The shofar seems to be the vehicle by which we are redeemed. Then an Amar of Yehuda bar Simon, achar kol adoros. This is at the end of days. Yisrael nechazim ba'averos u'mistabchim b'tzoros. The sofar ligoyel the karno shel ayel hodhu dechsiv Hashem Elokim the shofar yitaka. That's at the end of history. And now we're going to bring it down to what is relevant to us every year. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Yitzchok kol yomos hashana Yisrael neechozim ba'averos. All year we get tangled up in our averos u'mistabchim b'tzoros, and we get, you know, things don't go the way they're supposed to go. Uverosh Hashanah, hey, notlim shofar v'tokim bo, v'nizkarim lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hu mochel lahem v'sofon ligoy. So we blow shofar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers us, whatever that means, we'll see. Right, Zoch, that he remembers the word zechira. Right, and he forgives our sins, and we are ultimately redeemed. Okay? So again, we're not used to thinking of redemption on Rosh Hashanah. We think of mechila. Right, so what is this idea of redemption? Okay. Let's go. We'll skip the next. We'll just see one more thing about kol. Right, we're going to be reading it on Rosh Hashanah. Vayishma Elokim es kol ha-na'ar. Vayikra malach Elokim el hagar min ha-shamayim. Vayomer lo malach hagar. Al tiri ki shama Elokim es kol ha-na'ar basher husham. So what we see here again, what word do we see here? What phrase do we see here twice? The kol ha-na'ar. Right, so we have to understand, what does this mean, a kol? Lishmo a kol shofar? And what is the power of this kol shofar? So the last source we're going to see now before we start talking about this a little more is the famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, where I don't think it's well enough appreciated what this Gemara says about the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. To read this Gemara and appreciate what activity we're involved in, or what is actually going on when we're, or what has the potential to be happening when we're blowing shofar. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is talking about what kind of a shofar you're allowed to use, from what animal. Does it have to be from a ram, or is it allowed to be from a cow, from a bull? And the Gemara proposes that you're not allowed to use a shofar, a horn of a cow bull, because ein kategor na'ase sanegor. Right? The cow reminds us of Egel Hazav, the golden calf, and you don't want to blow a shofar when we're asking God for forgiveness. It's going to remind him of the sin of the golden calf. So says the Gemara. Ein kategor na'ase sanegor. A prosecutor. You don't want to take the prosecutor and turn him into the defender. The Amr of Chizdom, if they mind, Kohen Gadol Niflas the big days off, Lifnai v'lifnim lavod avodo. How come the Kohen Gadol doesn't go into the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Holy of Holies? Why doesn't he go in? Wearing gold clothes, he has to take off the gold clothes and only goes in with white. Lefish ein kategor na'ase sanegor. Because we don't want to bring gold, which also is reminiscent of the golden calf. We don't want to bring the gold into the Kodesh Kadoshim. Asks the Gemara Velo, the Ha'ikadam par. Well, why would that eliminate the cow's horn? We see that there's the blood of the cow that is used. Ha'ol v'ishtane ishtane, since it's not the real cow, the blood of the cow, so it's okay. Ha'ika arad kaporas ukruv. Okay, but we have other gold vessels. Chote bal yakrit kamrina. We don't want to bring the sinner close. The ha'ika kafu machta. We bring in the gold vessels. Bal yitnoe kamrina. We don't want to adorn ourselves. The ha'ika big days off. But there is big days off. We see that the Kohen does wear golden clothes in the Beit HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, mi bifnim kamrina. The only time we're worried about Ein Kategor Na'ase Sanegor is in the Kodesh Kadoshim, inside. In the other parts of the Beis HaMikdash, we're not worried about Ein Kategor Na'ase Sanegor. Says the Gemara, well then in that case, we should be able to blow the shofar of a cow. Why? Because it's not inside the Kodesh Kadoshim. We're not blowing the shofar in the Holy of Holies, so why can't we use the horn of a cow? Says the Gemara, kiven de lezikaron hu kibifnim dami. Since the shofar is there, lezikaron, whatever that means, it's kibifnim dami. It's as if we're in the Kodesh Kodashim. So without even understanding yet, what does it mean that it's lezikaron? One of the things we see is that the activity of blowing the shofar is an activity that puts man in a connection with God that is identical to what? To the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh Kadoshim. This is the most intimate connection any human being can possibly have with God in the physical world. The Kohen Gadol, once a year, one person, one place, the Kodesh Kodesh, and that's the most intimate connection a human being ever has with God in this world. And this Gemara says that blowing the shofar has that same intimate connection, which is why we can't do things that we wouldn't do in the Kodesh Kodesh. That is really, if we internalize that, an amazing thought, but we have to understand what it means. How is that possible? What is blowing the shofar? How does that create that intimate connection? So what is lizikaron? Let's also talk about this word lizikaron. Everybody has probably heard that when we talk about zichronos on Rosh Hashanah, we can't be talking about what we think of as forgetting and remembering. Right? If an elephant never forgets, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol lahavdil certainly never forgets. So what does it mean, zikaron? What does it mean, zichronos? What does it mean, vayar Elokim et kol hana'ar ba'asher husham? And that's part of zichronos. The concept of zichronos means that you are aware of the essence. Rav Dessler talks about this in his Perush on the Tfilos of Rosh Hashanah, right, that zichronos means that we look at the essence as opposed to the surface. And the essence of everything is always good. What is the essence of the human being? The essence of the human being is that vayipach be'apov, that nishmas chayim, that breath of God. If we want to know who we are, one of our problems is that we think, when we think about ourselves, so we think about our social status, we think about our talents, we think about our money, we think about our social recognition, we think about our friends. All of that defines us. None of that is the real us. The real you is that nishmas chayim that you receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the problem is that all year, in all of our activities, exactly as it says in the Medrash, we're holchin u'mistabchin. We get entangled. We get confounded. We get distracted. The shofar that we blow, what we're doing is we are taking that nishmas chayim that we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He blew into us, He injected into us, and that makes us alive. We're taking that, which is the most fundamental component of the human being, and we're using that for the mitzvah. What we're doing, kiviyochol, is we're connecting back with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the breath that we have, that we receive from Him. The blowing of the shofar connects that back. When we do that, when we have the capacity to do that, so first of all, we've made the most intimate connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's possible to have in this world. And what we did is we stripped away all of the outside trappings, all of the confusing stuff, all the external things, all the superficial things. Bo ha'ovdi me'eretz Ashur v'hanidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim. Ashur represents luxury, it represents materialism. Mitzrayim represents oppression. Basically, there have been two reasons why Jews got into trouble throughout history. Either too much money or too much oppression. Right? That's Ashur and Mitzrayim. But those are the reasons why we get distracted. Those are the reasons why we're not connected. We don't hear what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants. Because there's a lot of static. There's a lot of noise in the way. So when there's a mitzvah, uvikolo tishma'u, the mitzvah is to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's call and have to filter out. We need to filter out all the noise that's going on all around. When a person is asleep, so there are three things that are missing. When a person is asleep. When a person is asleep, he has no sense of himself. You're sleeping, you don't know, you don't have a sense of you. You wake up, who am I, what's going on? You have no sense of reality. You live easily in an illusionary world when you're sleeping. Those are our dreams. And the third thing you lack when you're sleeping is you have no sense of time. Time is like all mixed up. That's what happens when you're asleep. Well, if we look at our lives and our sense and ourselves, we don't really know who we are. We don't always have a clear sense of ourselves. How do you know you don't have a clear sense of yourselves? Because we're always looking around at how other people define us, how other people validate us. We don't have that real clear self-esteem, self-awareness that we know who we are without asking other people who we are. We don't have a sense of reality, especially today. We live in a world of illusion. We live in a world of fantasy, right? And it's certainly getting worse and worse. We're asleep in the sense that we don't really have a picture of reality. We're not in touch with reality. And time. Now, time is composed of three units. Time is the past, time is the present, and time is the future. And one of the things that the shofar does is it connects them. Because we find shofar representing three different time frames. When we blow shofar, we talk about the shofar of Yitzchak and the shofar of Matan Torah. That's the shofar of the past. We talk about shofar of the present, because when we blow shofar, one of the activities we're doing is we're coronating God. It's the shofar that's being blown to declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu King. That's in the here and now. And we find shofar of the future, because shofar will be used to announce Mashiach. Shofar is that sound that ties together the past, the present, and the future. Shofar gives us an integrity of time. Shofar, if we're in touch with our nishmas chayim, gives us a sense of ourself. Who are we? We are that being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nafach mi delay. He imbued us with his essence. And it's reality. And that's the idea of trying to have clarity where you just tune out all of the static and all of the things that aren't true. That's the wake-up call. When we go back to that Rambam, where the Rambam talks about, we'll reread that Rambam with that in mind. Shochachim ha'emes behavle hazman, shogim kol shnosam behevel varit. We're in an illusionary world. We're a world that has, we waste time, we don't have a sense of reality. We don't know what we're doing here. We don't know where we're going. We don't know what we're supposed to accomplish. And the shofar wakes us up. But the way that the shofar wakes us up is because it strips away all of the externals. It strips away all of the noise and the static and the outside forces. The histabchus, the mistabchim that we get tangled up in, and it connects us intimately with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Ashrei Adam Yodei Sruah, that we have the capacity to get God off of the Midas Hadin. We're always looking at is the activity that we're doing now, and the activity we're doing, the activities aren't very good. But what we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to realize that it's not our fault. This is all the externals. The essence of our being, the real us, is connected with Him. We take that breath that He gave us, we use it to connect back with Him. We do the mitzvah, the one mitzvah that's done, with our essence of life, the thing that makes us what we are. That's the mitzvah, that we give that back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have the ability to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if we would be in the Kodesh Kadoshim on Yom Kippur. That's the potential. If we succeed even on some level, then we're guaranteed of the Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're zocha to a ksiva of a chasima tova.